You are listening to Post Growth Australia podcast. I'm your host, Michael Bayliss. And in this mini episode, we're welcoming back Martin. Now, Martin, you were one of our first ever guests for our first ever episode of PGAP 4 years ago. You were representing Cassie back then. So there have been a few changes over the subsequent 4 years. Do you want to share one or two changes?
Sure. Well, Cassie is the Centre for the Advancement of the Steady State Economy, and that is closely linked to issues around population, consumption, and the scale of the economy. So since then, I've now become the Social Media and Promotions Coordinator for Sustainable Population Australia, primarily focusing on the population aspect of the whole shift towards a more sustainable economy. So that's where I'm at now. And I'm currently in conjunction with our committee running the Say No to a Big Australia campaign.
Now, I remember when I asked how you were 4 years ago when we started the interview, you said you were angry. Now, I imagine you haven't become more serene since then. Do you want to share us a little bit about what's going on in population land in Australia that should be making us all a little upset?
Yes. Well, from what I can see, and we have interactions with people in other parts of the world, Canada in particular, New Zealand, there seems to be a sort of global agenda going on whereby extreme levels of immigration are being used to drive population growth. Beneficiaries of these sorts of policies are people who invest in housing and other things that are pretty much non-productive. But the byproduct of that is, of course, the ecological cost, but also the fact that now in Australia, more and more people are being either living under extreme mortgage or rental stress, or worse, being forced out onto the street. And so, no, my anger is no less than it was, perhaps even more, especially when I drive around and see unfortunate people living in their vans and being forced into tent cities or just struggling to devote to work to pay off their mortgage or their rent bills. It's just a really bad agenda, and we really need to mobilise the people to fight back.
In the last couple of years, you know, our population has risen by 500,000 in a year, right in smack bang in the middle of a housing crisis, which doesn't strike me as a clever policy from the federal government, the Albanese government.
Oh, of course not. And you know, many would say that the prime reason for doing that is that it grows aggregate GDP, and this kind of links back to the economics of steady state economy and so on, being guided by what can be quite a destructive metric. So much what I would call recession, per capita recessions, housing recessions, ecological recessions hide behind a growing economy. And perhaps that's the motive for them doing it, because no politician wants to wear a recession on his watch or her watch. But nonetheless, the byproducts of that are that we are wearing the costs, and it's getting worse. And the longer they postpone facing up to the reality of creating a sustainable, balanced economy, the worse it'll get, and the harder it will get to achieve. So we need to tackle this issue now.
And in the meantime, Sustainable Population Australia is virtually the only national environmental NGO that is standing up to this, despite it being a controversial issue by some. And so now Australia has a Say No to Big Australia campaign, of which, Martin, you were an instrumental driver of that. So give us a little bit of an overview of, you know, Say No to Big Australia campaign and the choice of slogan.
The main goal is to create a vehicle for people to unite to express their opinion regarding the Big Australia mass immigration agenda and their preference for a stabilised population. No such, as you said, no other charities are willing to tackle this, much to their eternal shame. So it's fallen to Sustainable Population Australia to launch this campaign. The principal idea is that we have developed a position statement, which was influenced by the Steady State Economy position statement, which has many notable signatories, and ours is accumulating some already. Dick Smith, Kelvin Thompson, Mark Diesendorf, just to name a few, plus over 2,500 ordinary Australians so far. So the idea is we get this position statement up and running, then just build it up as big as possible so that we can go to media and we can go to politicians and say, look, here's proof that Australians don't like what you're doing, that they want change. So that's kind of the thrust of the whole campaign. There are other actions we invite people to take, such as we make it easy for people to write to their politicians. It's a broad campaign, but the prime focus is the position statement. And people, if they want to know more about it, can go to our website and visit the page we've specifically developed under population issues. It's right at the top, Say No to a Big Australia campaign, if people want to know more about it.
And how's the campaign been tracking so far? And is there anything in the horizon you're looking forward to with regards to this campaign?
Yes. Well, thanks to some generous donations, and SPA relies heavily on donations, we are now able to launch the second phase, or is it the third phase, of our big media spends. And that's happening later this month, where we've employed a media company to help us with placements and prepare some material for us. So we're really hoping that's going to be a big kickstart into the campaign.
So anyone can sign the position statement, regardless of whether you are Australian, a citizen, or overseas, despite it, you know, being on Australia's population per se. So why would you say that anyone across the world would benefit from signing a position statement specifically on Australia's population?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, first of all, someone somewhere has to set the example around population stability and learning to recognise the ecological limits of their land and living within it. So why not Australia? Secondly, if you're, say, international, listening to this podcast or whatever, and you can think to yourself, well, as a global citizen, is Australia as a high consumption country acting responsibly by seeking this huge population increase? And you can object as a global citizen to one of the highest emitter countries in the world seeking to expand their ecological footprint via population growth. So you're quite within your rights, if you live anywhere overseas, to sign and say, no, I don't think what Australia is doing is right. But inevitably, so far, the vast majority of our signatures are coming from Australia, but we're more than happy for anyone from any international people. And they can put in a comment. There's a comments field there and voice their opinion about what Australia is doing. So, yes, all welcome.
And how do you feel that Australians have been responding to the position statements? Do you feel it's resonating with anxieties, you know, around housing stress and or ecological stress and or the other impacts of population growth to non-billionaire Australians?
Australians are resonating well. I think the fact that in a fairly short period of time, we've already attracted well over 2,500 signatures. Given our limited means to promote, we can't run ads on primetime TV or anything like that. So we rely heavily on word of mouth, people who sign and then maybe talk to their friends and encourage friends to sign or family members to sign, anyone who's concerned about their future. So I think so far, so good. Obviously, we want to take this next level times three. So we've got a lot of work to do. But I think so far, so good.
And why do you think signing this position statement and, you know, giving to being part of this campaign, being active in this campaign, would appeal to people who are part of the broader degrowth or post-growth movement?
I mean, obviously, if you've got a growing population, it's far more difficult, if not impossible, to shrink the scale of your economy. So the two go hand in hand. I mean, obviously, a lot of people have got to reduce their consumption levels, their excessive lifestyles. That's got to come down, and that can be done now and should be done now. People building excessively large houses, driving excessively large cars, you know, et cetera, all the normal things that people highlight. But that is not the whole solution. We need a holistic response, and that needs to embrace, at the very least, population stabilisation. And really, I don't know why people even fear the thought of a gently declining population, because to me, that's going to bring all sorts of benefits to our children in terms of access to nature, per capita space, probably a greater share of resources per capita, just a better life. The idea that the more you cram people together, the better life gets is utter nonsense. So it all fits together.
And as long-term listeners know, this podcast is supported by Sustainable Population Australia. And Sustainable Population Australia are also having an event in later April. Would you like to let us a little bit of the rundown, what people can expect for this public forum?
Yeah, so this is a really big event for us. It's focusing on the housing crisis. There are many crises associated with expanding your population, but the housing crisis is the big one at the moment that people are concerned about. We've got one called From Housing Crisis to Eco Crisis, Why Australia's Population Growth is Unsustainable. That's being held in Adelaide on Saturday the 20th of April at 2 p.m. You can go to our website. There's a link on the homepage at the moment. We have two excellent speakers, Leith Van Onselen from Macro Business and Dr. Jane O'Sullivan, one of our people, she's an honorary research fellow at the University of Queensland and an executive member of SPAR. So we've got the speakers there. It's a free public forum. It's also being live streamed. So if you're not in Adelaide, we'd love you to tune in and have a listen. Go to our website, population.org.au, and you'll see the link to that free public forum right there on the front page.
Definitely. And if you're in Adelaide on the 20th, definitely attend. If you're not in Adelaide, you can still attend virtually. Leith and Jane have both been past guests on PGAP, and so we will put a link on the show notes as well as all the links to the position statement and the Do Gooder letter campaign and the Say No to Big Australia campaign more broadly. Well, Martin, it's been great to have you back on PGAP after 4 years. Do you have any parting words?
Oh, no, just that it's, you know, it's great to be back. I don't know why it took you 4 years to get me back here, Michael, but but anyway, it is good to be back. And I always enjoy listening to the Post-Growth Australia podcast, and I recommend it to people to have a listen to stay in tune with the post-growth world, which is the world we need to aspire to.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Martin.
Thank you, Michael.